This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. American blues has held a fascination for British rock bands ever since Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Eric Clapton heard their first Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf records. Music critic Christian Bordahl says a young English band called the 2220s are mining some of that same territory on their first CD.
The blues is supposed to be all about the pain and heartache of life and love. My baby left me for my best friend. I'm down on my luck. I'm drowning my sorrows in a whiskey jar. But looking all the way back to the early 60s, blues in the hands of Englishmen in their early 20s sounds mostly like everyone's having a blast. The 2220's lead singer and songwriter, Martin Trimble, says he grew up listening to a lot of the old-time American blues players, and the band takes its name from an old Skip James blues tune. But their musical references don't come directly from these old bluesmen. They come mostly through the British invasion bands of the mid-60s, bands like the Stones and the Kinks and the Yardbirds.
I don't know, I never listened to Zeppelin. I'd always listened to a kind of band putting out pop songs that were using blues as that kind of template, that kind of directness.
Lead singer, Martin Trimble.
You shouldn't need to play a load of notes at a kind of massive speed or have a degree in something to understand what you're singing about. It should be about a chorus and it should be about a pretty simple riff.
I asked Trimble, the band's lead singer, about their obvious influences.
Inevitably, a first record, you're going to wear those influences on your sleeve. And okay, we didn't want to make a record that sounded like a kind of pastiche late 60s record. We worked with a kind of producer that had worked with Primal Scream and been putting out contemporary records, and that's what we wanted to do.
It's hard for a young band to find a unique, original sound, and that's not what these guys have achieved. But you know, so what? The 2220s have nothing to be ashamed of with this album. It's consistent, well-written, well-played, and more importantly, it has a loud, sweaty, jam-packed blues club kind of energy. So just enjoy it.
That review by music critic Christian Bordahl. Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Madeline Brand.